Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
I was going to pull a rabbit out of the hat.
How'd that go?
It didn't work yet.
It's theater of the mind. You got to build it up.
That's right. We're still trying to get both of us to disappear. Some people probably like that.
Maybe.
Oh, man. 8:40 on this Monday edition of Palmetto Mornings. We are looking at 37 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Patty Mercer. Glad to have you with us. You can see us on Comporium Channel 103. We're also live on Facebook. We're there Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. until 9 a.m. And joining us this morning, super excited to have Representative Ralph Norman, of course, talking about the town hall, the telephone town hall tomorrow, and getting an idea of how, you know, what questions, what's on the minds of everyone. It's going to be interesting, an opportunity for everybody to have an opportunity to ask questions. So good morning. How
good morning,
are you?
Patty, Lucas, we definitely don't need y'all to disappear. Exactly where you are.
Oh, we appreciate that. We do. And we have a lot of good supporters and listeners, as you know, people will be listening in, Congressman, to hear what's going on in the halls of Congress. And so what do you anticipate will be some of the big questions that you'll be prepared to answer tomorrow at 7 o'clock?
Well, as an overall, I guess a 10,000-foot view, I'm going to be increasing my exposure to get the facts out. And Lucas and Patty, my job is to get the facts out and to tell people not just what's wrong, but what am I for? What am I going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
And what I will be doing is we've got some very important legislation that we're going to be voting on, and none more important than this H.R. 1. And as far as answering the questions, anything that's on the people's minds is what I want to answer, because I went to a gathering in Indian Land. I would have expected 30 or 40 people. We had close to 100 people, and the issues for over an hour and a half we talked about were really fears that people have of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to me to get the message out, and because you're not going to hear it from a lot of the mainstream media. But I mentioned, this H.R. 1. This is pretty much a bill that Ms. Pelosi is pushing that strips the states of our power to draw our congressional lines, wipes out voter ID, lets felons vote, and it goes on and on. And I'm going to put this out here, and of course I'm going to be voting against it, but I'm going to take any and all questions that come about this bill. And it's stripping the states of our authority. We will not have another election, honest election, if this thing passes. And I fully expect it to pass in the House because they've got the votes. In the Senate, I just hope and pray that they will stop. This isn't a time to compromise on any of this bill. But they're doing it, and unabashedly.
Well, absolutely. I love the fact that you recognize there needs to be confidence in the facts relating to certain legislation, because the ripple down effect of years to come sometimes gets lost in the process. It's so layered, it's hard to navigate. So tell me again the impact that this would have on future elections.
Impact it'll have is stripping every state of their ability to draw the congressional lines as to how they draw the lines to elect the congressional district. And, that's left to the states. And I'll remind your viewers, the states form the federal government, not the federal government forming the states.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're taking the power away from South Carolina and every other state. It's allowing felons to vote. It's allowing illegals to vote. It's ludicrous what's going on, and they're doing all the Biden is doing this on executive order. I mean, he's not going through the regular process.
No.
And so we're going to call attention to it. And the other thing I would say, Patty and Lucas, it's time for we the people to get involved. It's up to me to put a blueprint out there as to what needs to be done to actually get involved. Going back to school, my daughter was upset about, the children not being, her children not being back. I said, well, Ann, you're going to need to go to a school board meeting. She had talked to Mr. Burns, and he gave her the date. So she went, and she's going to go to every school board meeting that there is, a group of them, because they're concerned about the children not being in school. That's the type of involvement that it's going to take. As well as me showing the people in the 5th District what's going on under the cloaks. I mean, they name all these bills, they give them glorious names, for the people. This is against the people, and we're going to point it out.
Well, also with this next COVID relief bill, yeah. we're hearing that it's a lot of money, first of all, which is going to impact future generations for covering the cost. But also, why ask for more money when there is money yet to be spent on the areas that it was meant to be used for?
It's over $1 trillion, Patty. Hmm. It's got, I think it's $100 billion Ms. Pelosi put in there for a tunnel in her district. It's got bailouts for colleges. It's got, you name it. It's spending money we don't have. And I had a mayor in a big town in our state, not in my district, but he called. He was advocating for this bill. And I said, for this passage, because it had a lot of money for his particular city. I said, let me ask you this. And he takes a lot of vitamins, and I knew that. And I said, would you take a vitamin that had some good things in it, but overall it's going to kill you? He said, of course not. I said, well, that's how this bill is. This thing will kill our country if we don't stop it. And I said, no, we're not going. You need to find ways in your government to cut, just like businesses do. Every government employee, along with politicians, have been getting a check. How many businesses have been getting checks? Mm-hmm. Very few.
Congressman, we've talked a lot about pork, and a lot of these bills that are passed always people claim that there's so much pork in it. Is there not a way just to strip these bills down to the bare bones and just tackle one thing at a time and just push the rest of the stuff off to the side and say, we'll get to that when we can, but let's right now focus on getting small businesses back up and running. Then we'll tackle whether or not someone's got a this in their district or that in their district. Why is it more complicated than that? Because we certainly can't do that with our day-to-day bills. Believe you me, I've got about 5 bills I got to pay today that I'd like to only pay about 20% of them instead of all of them. But why this not be done?
It can't be done because you don't have the people there that are willing to do it.
It could be done.
You've got to put them out of office. There's a disconnect.
Yeah.
I serve with people who have never created a job, who have never worked. They've been in politics all their life. That's why getting them out of office is so important. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do whatever I can. We're within 5 votes now of taking over the House. And I'm going to do whatever I can. And I spoke with the president last night. We're going to go after it. We're going to try to replace these people to get control back. The first step is get the gavel away from Ms. Pelosi. She is a complete buffoon. And what she's doing is killing the country. But you don't have people willing to do that because their own reelection is more important than doing what's right, and they're under the thumb of these big, in many cases, big corporations who want to feed off our tax dollars. Mm. And I would ask all your listeners, as an example, go to the gas pump, look at what you're paying now. It's up 50 cents,
yeah.
And we're buying our gas from countries that don't like us because of the Keystone Pipeline layoff, and it's because they just don't have any feeling for, well, I've just never been in the private sector. And the way I'm going to deal with it is do whatever I can to get rid of them. We've got elections in 16 months. It's 2 years, but the election starts in 16 months. I will go all over this country raising money to get business candidates to beat these people. That's the only way you're going to do it. They're just not going.
They're not going to budge.
The election is more important
than doing
what's right. Mm.
Well, Congressman, we appreciate so much your time this morning. And, of course, to continue the opportunity to speak directly to the source, you can participate in the telephone town hall meeting. Thank you, Ralph. We'll continue to update this and remind our listeners to tune in and register for that telephone town hall.
Patty, just go to RepRalphNorman.com to get in line. We'll answer any question and take any, and it'll be on Facebook.com. /RepRalph Norman.
And that's tomorrow, the 23rd at 7 p.m. Congressman, as always, sir, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.